local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to a Tuesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening. The text line is always open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Do have a busy second hour to get to. We'll start off right away with today's top three stories, beginning, of course, in Baltimore, where search efforts are continuing this hour for several missing people after at least six construction workers were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge early this morning when it plunged into the river after being hit by a cargo ship. Two were rescued overnight.
We are standing back to allow the Coast Guard and search and rescue to continue their search and rescue operations while we gather information from the command post.
That is NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy. They're the ones that are leading the investigation, but as you heard, for now, are standing back. They have not yet boarded the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge early this morning. We do not know if there's going to be any further press updates in Baltimore. Homendy did say that they had no information. They would share no information as far as the search and rescue efforts, that they are deflecting that to the Coast Guard as well as local authorities in Baltimore. So right now we have not had any updated press conference on that. If we do hear, of course, during the show, we will carry that for you live. Also, the Biden administration is defending its decision to allow the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. abstained from the vote because the resolution does not condemn Hamas. The resolution, unlike others in the past, does tie a temporary ceasefire in the release of hostages held by the militant group. This, of course, comes a day after it was announced that Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister, had called off the Israeli delegation to come to Washington to meet with Biden White House leaders. Also today, the Supreme Court is considering a case that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are reviewing an appeals court decision blocking recent FDA changes that made the medication more widely available.
FDA approved mifepristone based on the agency's scientific judgment that the drug is safe and effective. It's maintained that judgment across five presidential administrations, and millions of Americans have used mifepristone to safely end their pregnancies.
That is the U.S. Solicitor General, who argued on behalf of the Biden administration, claiming that the ruling would inflict grave harm on women across the nation. Those are today's top three stories, our top local headlines, right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here, it's been a pretty easygoing evening so far. We've got some minor congestion on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. I guess you could say the same on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road towards I-10. Let's see. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Same with Navarre Parkway. Caroline Street's looking all right as well. So if you're dealing with issues, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
The rain is beginning to move out, but the breeze is going to stick around. Through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to keep some windy conditions out of the north, 10 to 15, even 20 miles per hour. So breezy for Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region Thursday, Friday. Highs really won't buckle much. We'll stay in the 70s, but lows will dip into the 40s by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 516 here at News Radio. Our top local story this afternoon. The former dean of Warrington Middle School is avoiding jail time after taking a plea deal related to soliciting a student for sex. According to the PNJ, Daria Laster pleaded no contest to lewd or lascivious conduct with a person under 18, as well as contributing to the delinquency of a minor. All other charges were dropped. While Lastra will serve no prison time, he is ordered to register as a sex offender and must serve 60 months on sex offender probation and a year of community control. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says the investigation into this past weekend's deputy-involved shooting is continuing. 22-year-old Jeteris Peaks was arrested after being shot several times by deputies.
Yesterday, we finished a ballistics that matched the gun that was found on him at the scene to the shell casings that that shot the window out of the cab driver. So we'll be bringing those charges about on the cab driver. They were working out yesterday evening, so it may be done by now, but otherwise we intend to charge him with the cab driver as well.
And Simmons says that deputies fired at Peaks when he allegedly pointed a gun at them while he was fleeing. This stemmed from Peaks skipping out allegedly on a cab fare, then reportedly shooting at the cab driver. Also, a new candidate for a seat on the Escambia School Board with a familiar last name. That's Carissa Burgosh, the wife of First Judicial Circuit Court Judge Gary Burgosh. She's pre-filed for the District 4 seat that is currently occupied by Patty Hightower. So far, has not announced whether she will seek re-election or retire. She will reportedly make that decision in June. Burgosh currently works as the school liaison officer on board NAS Pensacola, helping military families with their schooling needs. And Pensacola International Airport today announcing that they are bringing in Breeze Airways, and the airline will be the eighth airline to offer service at the Pensacola International Airport. They will have nonstop flights to Tampa, as well as one stop and no change of plane service to Norfolk, Virginia. The two destinations will have twice-weekly service on Mondays and Fridays starting June 28th. We'll take a break there, taking a look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Easter is more than just colorful eggs, chocolate bunny rabbits, and pretty baskets. All those things may have their place, but I invite you to join us at Northstone Baptist Church as we consider the primary message of Easter, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you visit, you'll find that Northstone is a welcoming group of Christ-centered believers right here in Pensacola. Also for Easter Sunday, our choir will present an Easter cantata entitled The Easter Lily. This cantata will be fun for children and people of all ages. The service starts at 10:30, and after the cantata, everyone is invited to join us for a lunch fellowship. Easter Sunday is a celebration of Jesus' victory over death and therefore his offer of eternal life. So please be our guest Easter Sunday, March 31st at Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola. I hope to see you there.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. That's a cool beat. I think I'm making up for my blunder in the last hour. Let's see. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see here. Looking at traffic, it's been pretty easy going this afternoon. We've got some minor congestion here and there if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, maybe towards I-10. A little bit on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And a little bit on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. But none of this is too severe. None of it should hold you up too long. Outside of that, all the other usual suspects, Caroline Street, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Gulf Beach Highway, all looking pretty good so far. So there's not much just going to hold you up for too long.
The rain is beginning to move out, but the breeze is going to stick around. Through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to keep some windy conditions out of the north, 10 to 15, even 20 miles per hour. So breezy for Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region Thursday, Friday. Highs really won't buckle much. We'll stay in the 70s, but lows will dip into the 40s by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 525 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. In Osceola County, the school district is changing how it notifies families about absent students starting this week. The new policy requires attendance alert calls to go out in the morning and at the end of each school day. The change is in response to the death and disappearance of Madeline Soto last month. District leaders say they want to be proactive by letting parents know their child was not in class.
And Florida is ready to assist with recovery efforts following the Baltimore Bridge collapse. At least six workers doing pothole repairs remain unaccounted for after a container ship rammed a support column on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse into a river. Governor Ron DeSantis says he's directed the Florida Division of Emergency Management to offer assistance to the state of Maryland if so is needed.
As the city of Pensacola continues investigating a cyber attack 2 weeks ago, the city of St. Cloud, Florida, is now in a similar situation. Officials say the incident happened yesterday morning, affecting phone lines and other services for several departments.
And Diddy's alleged drug handler is facing charges after being arrested in Miami yesterday. TMZ reports that Brendan Paul was taken into custody after officers found drugs in his travel bags after federal law enforcement agents searched Diddy's private plane at a Miami airport. The search happened as the Department of Homeland Security conducted raids at Diddy's L.A. home and Miami home as well. Paul was named in a lawsuit filed by a former male employee of Diddy's that alleged the rapper and businessman sexually assaulted him.
Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world, former President Trump's New York hush money trial will start next month. A judge rejected a further delay in the case and set jury selection to start on April 15th. Trump's lawyers had asked to have the trial either be delayed or dismissed.
And a man is in custody after being accused of randomly pushing a person onto New York City subway tracks to his death. A man was hit and killed by an oncoming number 4 train in East Harlem on Monday night after being shoved onto the tracks. This comes as the NYPD and elected officials have been trying different methods to address subway crime. Yesterday, the NYPD announced a plan to add hundreds of officers to subway stations to crack down on the crimes in question, including fare evasion and others.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has picked his running mate.
I'm so proud to introduce to you the next Vice President of the United States, Nicole Shanahan.
That happening in Oakland, California today. The 38-year-old attorney and tech entrepreneur will join the ticket there. Kennedy initially launched his bid as a Democrat in April of last year, but later announced as an independent after the DNC said they would not hold primary debates.
And some hotel workers in Los Angeles are getting raises of as much as 40 and 50%.
I'll be able to retire in peace with my pension. After many years of hard work, I will have the freedom to enjoy my family and myself.
The raises come after a strike that started last July. It involved about 10,000 employees who work at 53 different hotels, and it was the largest hotel worker strike in modern history. The union and 34 hotels now have a 4-year contract in place. It includes a $10 per hour pay raise, pre-pandemic staffing guarantee, and low-cost health care for the employees and their families.
The 9-year-old fraud case against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is coming to an end. He accepted a plea deal today, avoiding trial.
I've never turned down pretrial diversion, and I'm damn sure not going to turn down pretrial diversion representing the Attorney General of the state of Texas.
His defense attorney there, Paxton, was accused of trying to get friends to invest in a Dallas area tech startup without telling them that he was getting paid. This happened while he was serving as a state representative. The plea deal orders Paxton to serve 100 hours of community service, take training on legal ethics, and pay about $300,000 restitution.
And staying in Texas here, construction is underway in Uvalde on a new elementary school, replacing the building where 19 students and 2 teachers were murdered.
One very evident thing that you'll see in our design is you'll see a large tree that's in the front of the library.
The tree will have 2 main branches representing the 2 teachers, and then there will be 19 smaller branches for the children. The cost of construction is topping $50 million, and so far, about 2/3 of that has already been raised.
Quick recap of today's top 3 stories. Search efforts are continuing in Baltimore, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after it was hit by a cargo ship. The NTSB says they're leading the investigation, but so far standing back to allow the search efforts to run its course. The Biden administration today is defending the decision to allow the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. They say they abstained from the vote because the resolution does not condemn Hamas. Also today, arguments being listened to by the Supreme Court regarding the access to the abortion pill mifepristone, an appeals court decision blocking recent FDA changes that made the medication more widely available, is what is under the magnifying glass today. After the Fox News update, back with a look at what's happening in the sports world tonight and health, business, and science to follow.
I'm John Saucier, hearing from the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, commenting on a promise made by President Biden after a bridge in Baltimore collapsed after being hit by a cargo ship that reportedly lost power.
As President Biden has made clear, the federal government will provide all of the support that they need for as long as it takes.
There are still people missing. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We are still actively looking for survivors. We know, and that's the pledge we've made to these families, and this is still very much an active search and rescue mission.
This bridge opened in 1977. All crew members on the ship said to be accounted for. No injuries reported among them. Shares of Donald Trump's social media company up about 16% the first day of trading, boosting the value of Trump's large stake in the company, as well as smaller holdings of fans who purchase shares as a show of support. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Some good news for Merck after today's market close. The FDA approved the pharmaceutical company's Winrevair as an add-on therapy to other drugs for a potentially fatal lung disease. In response, shares of Merck are up more than 3% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, though stocks spent much of the day in positive territory, they finished slightly lower. The Dow Jones Industrial slipped 31 points, the S&P 500 eased 14, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 68. Shares of Canada Goose tumbled 6.75% today. That slide came in the wake of the winter clothing company announcing plans to slash 17% of its corporate workforce in a new cost-cutting effort. U.S. oil futures eased a bit. May crude fell 33%.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to DCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. tomorrow for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in the Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Shohei Ohtani finally broke his silence, and the story is that Ipe Mizuhara stole from Ohtani's account to pay a $4.5 million debt to a bookmaker. So how did Ipe get access to Ohtani's account, and how didn't Shohei or his financial team not realize the money was missing sooner? None of that was addressed yesterday, and yes, Ipe can't be trusted, but Ohtani failed to clarify those important details, and what he's claiming doesn't make me trust the incredible baseball player either. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text HATCH to 42424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text HATCH to 42424. That's HATCH to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And let's see here. We still got some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We got a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Besides a few lingering showers, the rain is moving out across northwest Florida. In its place, Wednesday and Thursday, breezy conditions and a little bit of sunshine. Partly cloudy skies will stick around through portions of the day Wednesday to Thursday. Highs will continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region by the end of the work week. Highs will continue in the 70s through the weekend, but lows will dip back down into the 40s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. 538 here at News Radio 92.3. As we look at what's happening around the sports landscape, right now, not much happening on the calendar tonight. NCAA, both the women's and men's tournaments taking the night off. Of course, the men resume play on Thursday. We have the NIT continuing with the quarterfinals, the first half of the quarterfinals. That's going to be both games on ESPN at the top of the hour. Georgia taking on Ohio State, followed by Cincinnati and Indiana State at 8 o'clock. Indiana State, one of the teams that everybody was hoping would make the tournament this year.
Yeah.
If you haven't gotten a chance to, just watch just for like 5 minutes the Indiana State Sycamores play, because there's a player on their team
yes.
that is
a walking meme.
I wish was in the NCAA tournament, because, yeah, his star would have exploded big time had they been able to get in. I don't know what his name is. I know what his nickname is.
Yeah, he's got multiple
There
nicknames.
Are two really awesome nicknames. So, Indiana State Sycamores, the College of Larry Bird, right? Yes. 1979, Indiana State versus Michigan State.
And I can't name a second player to come out of Indiana State.
No. So this kid here who plays for Indiana State, he is a bigger guy. I mean, he is not in what you would call peak athletic male form.
Nah.
But he can hoop.
Yeah.
He can hoop. And he wears the old school rec specs. Now, I've had a couple of nicknames that are my favorites. The first is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because he's white. Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
But my favorite is Larry Bird.
I know. Yeah, those were the two I knew you were going to mention.
Nickname there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you get a chance, again, 8 o'clock ESPN, just give it 5 minutes to watch Larry Bird play for Indiana State there tonight.
Well, and it's weird because Larry Bird, you know, a lot of people would look at him and say, he doesn't look like a basketball star,
yeah.
You know? And then you've got this guy who's also going to Indiana State, and he doesn't look like one either. It's pretty cool. Speaking of Larry Bird, got an NBA doubleheader on TNT tonight. Lakers at Bucks at 6:30. That's going to be followed by Mavericks at Kings at 9. Joe, I walked away from my headset for a moment just a little bit ago. I heard you talking about the NIT, though.
Yeah.
That's about all that's going on in basketball tonight.
What was happening tonight? We haven't done any of the headlines yet.
Yeah, I was about to say, we do have some headlines, though. We'll keep with the NBA theme. The NBA is looking into Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter over betting concerns, prop bets involving Porter, who is a role player in Toronto, from games on January 6th and March 20th, showed an unusual interest in his over and unders, and he left both games early due to alleged injury, illness, whatever else. Things that you can fake, so that's pretty important. He hit the unders in both of these instances in all statistical categories, and DraftKings labeled him and these prop bets as the number one moneymaker. And as I said, no offense to Jonte Porter, but when we're talking about a player who has a very minimal impact and very minimal image, you shouldn't be a big moneymaker on DraftKings. It looks very suspicious.
Sure.
Especially when you are strangely leaving the game and hitting all these statistical categories here. So that obviously sounded the alarm bells even louder. I can't remember his name because it's a foreign name, but the Raptors head coach, he said, hey, I don't believe that any of my players would fake injury, illness, whatever. He said something along those lines. Certainly shady look, though.
Well,
if you ask me,
shady from the player, not from the like anybody else in the organization. But
no, that was just the coach releasing a statement.
Yeah, this looks like he's got some sort of insiders or you know people that are betting either for him or with him or whatever, and he's saying, hey, so I had an eye injury a couple of days ago. Let's throw down a whole lot of money on the unders because I'm going to take myself out of the game at some point. You know, that's what it looks like. And we talked about it last fall with the Iowa State, the Iowa stuff. I mean, the train has left the station when it comes to sports gambling with all of the major sports and everything. And this is just going to keep happening over and over again.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
A couple of quick NFL headlines here. This is one we kind of knew was going to happen. NFL owners are adopting the XFL kickoffs for the 2025 season. Kickers will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but players on the kickoff team will line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line. And I don't want to get into all the numbers of it because it can get kind of cryptic. Bottom line is it has like a landing zone that basically this kickoff format encourages the ball to land in. It's going to minimize how many kicks we have going through the back of the end zone, and it also, Joe, as you've said in the past, it kind of helps prevent some of these heavy hits that we're seeing, you know, on these kicker turns.
It takes away the heavy hits there, and it's essentially it's going to punish kickers if they don't kick the ball into the landing zone between between the goal line and the 20-yard line. They want the return in the game. I think I saw or heard this morning that like 20% of kicks in the NFL this past season were returnable or return. So it's an exciting play. It got Devin Hester into the Hall of Fame. there's definitely, you know, your Steelers, literally the moment after this rule went into effect, they went out and signed Cordero Patterson, who is one of the better return men of the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. So the Steelers definitely taking advantage of the new rule and signing a top-end kick returner for the new rule change there.
Yeah, I'm all for encouraging that stuff.
Yeah.
Lastly here, right before traffic and weather, the NFL will play on Christmas Day again next season. That's despite the holiday falling on a Wednesday. The plan would be for a doubleheader, and the four teams involved would play the previous Saturday. So it feels like the traditional Sunday to Thursday week. But speaking of my Steelers, they ain't going to be playing on Christmas, I don't believe. But hopefully it is a decent slate there. Just about 5:45 here, we'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not too much congestion going on Pine Forest Road. There is a little bit going both north and south, but nothing to really worry about. Maybe a little bit on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And seems like we've got a little bit developing on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Highway 98. Outside of that stuff, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
All right, very good. Looking at the weather forecast, here's Joe Neubauer.
The rain is beginning to move out, but the breeze is going to stick around. Through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to keep some windy conditions out of the north, 10 to 15, even 20 miles per hour. So breezy for Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region Thursday, Friday. Highs really won't buckle much. We'll stay in the 70s, but lows will dip into the 40s by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at health, business, and science notes today, a pretty big announcement. Visa and MasterCard are coming to a settlement to lower merchant fees that could potentially save consumers billions. The fees credit card companies charge to small and large businesses usually cost merchants 2% of the transaction, and then that is passed along to consumers. The settlement forces credit card companies to cap the fee over the next 5 years, then negotiate a new swipe fee with merchants.
And Apple is facing three new consumer lawsuits to claim it is monopolizing the smartphone market. The class actions were filed by Android users in California and New Jersey. The claims allege that Apple keeps certain essential apps, services, and hardware exclusive to the iPhone. thus maintaining a monopoly by eliminating competition with Android smartphones.
Indianapolis-based pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly says they have a shortage of two insulin products. The company says the products are Humalog and insulin Lispro injection. Eli Lilly company officials say they are moving with urgency to address the problem.
And shares in Donald Trump's social media company jumped more than 50% after it began public trading this morning under the ticker symbol DJT on Wall Street. Trading in the Trump Media and Technology Group was briefly halted due to volatility around 9:40 a.m. Eastern. That's 8:40 our time. Its market valuation was about $2.5 billion in early trading on the NASDAQ.
In pop culture notes today, I wish they all could be California. I wish they all could be California. I wish they all. Documentary about the Beach Boys, including previously unreleased footage, will be on Disney Plus on May 24th. They'll have new interviews with band members, including Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, David Marks, and Bruce Johnston, and Blondie Chaplin, who was part of the band during the 70s as well.
And Jenny Tran will be the next lead on ABC's The Bachelorette. Joe's kicking his feet already.
Yes.
The 26-year-old from Miami will be the first Asian-American lead in the show's two decades on the air.
Heard it was a very emotional Bachelor finale last night. I saw a little bit on TikTok, but I didn't watch the full episode. Mm. I am excited for the Golden Bachelor or Bachelorette, whichever happens next.
I know you were a big fan of that last year.
The first trailer released today for the fourth film in the Bad Boys franchise. Bad Boys Ride or Die sees Will Smith and Martin Lawrence reprise their roles as Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett, two detectives working together in Miami. I have yet to see any of the first three.
Same here.
Bad Boys Ride or Die hits theaters June 7th.
And the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise will be getting a fresh start. The film's producer, Jerry Bruckheimer, told comicbook.com that they're going to reboot Pirates. There aren't any details on the storyline or actors involved with the project, but Bruckheimer previously said that Johnny Depp was unlikely to reprise the role of Captain Jack Sparrow. That's a red flag right away, if you ask me. You mentioned James Bond and Batman.
Slippery slope there.
Yeah, those two have seen success in spite of changes, but I think we've kind of gotten to a point to where we see changes in them over the course of generations, so we're used to it. When you have Johnny Depp, who's never been replaced as Jack Sparrow, that's a good thing.
I feel like, though, you go back and look at the different Bond characters, they brought their own spin on it.
Right.
There was definitely, you know, a huge difference between the two of my lifetime, Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig. So I think it works if... I mean, you got to nail the casting, but it can't just try to be
Johnny Depp
as Jack Sparrow. You got to do something different. So
that's a weird line to toe, because you have to capture the character, but yeah, you can't make it out as if you're trying to capture the actor. That's gonna be tough, because Johnny Depp really did make that role. That's a bummer.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we got? Was that it?
Powerball.
Yeah. So the Powerball, there was no big winners last night. So the next time to strike it rich will be tomorrow. An estimated $865 million is up for grabs. Tonight, you've got Mega Millions, which is currently over $1 billion. The cash option is just under $526 million smackaroos.
Whenever somebody finally wins one of those, it's going to be like a top three story, man. That's going to be insane.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
been touching,
you know,
Powerball every
this
day.
Happens... Since I've been doing the show now a little under a year, I think it's been three times where it's kind of been like a daily update where, you know, the jackpot gets so big that everybody is waiting for somebody to win. But this is, I want to say, at least in the last year, the first time where both have gotten to be this big. But wow. I could be wrong on that. 5:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish off hour number two.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about a shooting that took place with officers having to return fire against a fleeing suspect who was pointing a gun at them over the weekend. We also had another installment of Days of Our Milton because the drama involving Mayor Heather Lindsay and the city attorney, Alex Andrade, and the city councilman, Jeff Snow, and Mike Cusack, and all the players is definitely not ending anytime soon. You can always listen to every part of the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't want you to give it all up and leave your own life collecting dust. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. You never gave us a chance to be, and I don't need you to be by my side.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. I will keep it brief. And that is to no one's credit other than your own. But very, very easygoing day on the roads here. I'm proud of you. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway looking good. Pine Forest Road looking good as well. And Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, and Caroline Street have all been looking good for a while. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
The rain is beginning to move out, but the breeze is going to stick around. Through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to keep some windy conditions out of the north, 10 to 15, even 20 miles per hour. So breezy for Wednesday and Thursday as high temperatures continue in the 70s, lows in the 50s. A weak cold front settles into the region Thursday, Friday. Highs really won't buckle much. We'll stay in the 70s, but lows will dip into the 40s by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. If you're just joining us and checking in, a quick recap of today's top three stories. Search efforts are still continuing in Baltimore for several missing people after at least six construction workers were on the Francis Scott Key Bridge when it plunged into the river after it was hit by a cargo ship. NTSB says they will lead the investigation, but for now, standing back to allow the search efforts to run its course. The Biden administration today defending the decision to allow the UN Security Council to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. abstained from the vote because the resolution does not condemn Hamas. Of course, this comes after it was announced yesterday that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled the Israeli delegation that was going to meet with Biden White House administration officials in Washington this week. And the Supreme Court today hearing arguments on the case that could limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. They're reviewing an appeals court decision that blocked FDA changes that made the medication more widely available. All right, taking a look at some of the more wackier and good news stories making the rounds today. If you're a Hollywood nerd or a big movie buff, some of these items might intrigue you. And if you had deep pocketbooks, you could have even bought some of them. The Treasures from Planet Hollywood auction event just wrapped up, and some iconic movie memorabilia went for big buckaroos. The most expensive item was the floating door that saved Rose in Titanic, selling for over $718,000. Other big dollar items include Harrison Ford's whip from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom for $525,000. Bill Murray's Red Rose bowling ball from Kingpin went for $350,000. And Wayne Knight's shaving cream can from Jurassic Park, in which he stole and then concealed the embryos, went for $250,000.
Wow, that's amazing. Someone in Canada called the cops last week after they saw an impaired driver crash through a sign that said, get this, report impaired drivers. That's pretty amazing, too. It happened Thursday night on Vancouver Island. That's just across the border from Seattle. They told cops that they saw a truck jump a curb onto the sidewalk and take out the sign. Then the guy drove off. Police pulled a truck over nearby and thought it was the same guy, maybe because the front right side of his truck was all dented up.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they confirmed it was him when another officer pulled up with the impaired driver sign and his license plate. Turns out it fell off in the crash.
Strikes two and three right there.
Absolutely.
Guy in Melbourne, Australia is opening a new Korean barbecue joint. Before he even opened for business, he just put up a huge sign to dunk on his ex for dumping him when he had no money. In big block letters, it says, "Hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it?" Looks like he actually put up two signs, one on each side of the building, so he really wanted to make sure she saw it. No word from Sophia yet, but it's gone pretty viral in Australia, so we're guessing that she's seen it by now. Listen, I you know me, I love petty, but the pressure is on now to be a successful restaurant.
Yeah,
because if it flops or something happens, you know, the Australian Health Department comes out and they find a bunch of roaches or whatever. You know, it's you're opening up yourself for, you know, retribution and perhaps a billboard that might be close by, like we saw yesterday with the prank there. But
and I love
Sophia
how,
could just be lurking off in the distance waiting for it to fail.
About to say, no word from Sophia is what it says. Sophia, she's probably going to be pretty quiet for the time being because she doesn't want to be seen as the stymied girlfriend who left the broke guy. Let's see some quick good news here. A poll found that 84% of Americans will go out of their way to pay it forward whenever they can. The average person estimates that they have 5 generous random act of kindness moments a week. That equates to $260 a year. Joe, before we round out this hour, what have you done that's kind this week?
One that
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know about this week. Nothing comes up to top of my head.
Make something up. This is a PR crisis.
Well, a little humble brag. I my wife and I, on occasion, maybe twice a year, we'll just go out to eat, and whenever it strikes me, it's not every time.
Yeah.
But I will say, I will ask the waiter to come over, and I will just pick out a couple or something, maybe with a young child, or if they're celebrating a birthday, I will tell the waiter, hey, give me their bill too. I'll take care of it, and I don't let them know.
That's cool.
So
that's cool.
I do that. You know, like I said, I'm not bragging about it. I keep it under wraps, you know, when I do that, but it is something that I do.
All right. Well, good for you, because I had nothing.